Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 424 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. This week I'm joined by actor Becca McCoy as we talk about her role in Man of La Mancha down at Wick Theater and Costume Museum in my old stomping grounds in Boca Raton, Florida. So we're going to get into that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Well, why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, IDSers, I'm joined by actor Becca McCoy, and she's down in my old stomping grounds out of Boca Raton, Florida. So welcome, Becca. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. How are you?
So what are you doing and where are you doing it at in Boca?
I am doing one of my favorite shows of all time. I'm doing Man of La Mancha at the Wick Theater in Boca Raton, Florida, which is a fairly new company in a not-so-new space. It's a theater. It used to be called the Caldwell Playhouse.
Or the Caldwell Playhouse. Yeah.
They went under a couple of years ago after moving into this new gorgeous building. And a woman who lives in this area, her name is Marilyn Wick, purchased the building and put in a new theater company. But it also ties into her other forays and why she's already very well known in the theater industry. She's a costume maven, I guess is the best way to, or costume mogul, maybe. She started many, many years ago with her two young daughters as a single mom. She was trying to think of a constructive project that she could do with her daughters. And so together they built a Santa suit and they put an ad in the paper that it was available for rent. Uh-huh. That is literally the beginnings of like this enterprise that is the American dream. She turned that into, you know, they had to build more suits because it was booked out. And then they started researching costuming. She, you know, over the years, she's been acquiring costume collections. And with the most recent acquisition of, I think it was Dodger Costumes, she now owns and operates Costume World, which is a supplier of like, theatrical costuming and masquerade supplies. There's a location here in the Boca area where, you know, it's a storefront. Ariana Grande was in there getting her Halloween supplies. And she also has Costume World Theatrical Division, which is a really prestigious rental house. And then they have a costume museum, which is housed in the property with the theater. And all total, her collection represents over 2 million pieces. Absolutely. Wow. Extraordinary.
Wow.
And the costumes.
They're all classic. The ones in the museum, if I can ever, they're the classic, like, big Broadway shows stuff, right? Have you been over
there? Oh, you can't get me out of there. we have a back entrance from backstage and the dressing rooms and everything. And once the tours are finished and it's closed off, it's soundproof, and the actors are allowed to warm up in there before the show. Like, it's the most, that stuff, there's like the iconic bits of theater history that gets me more excited. Like, old theaters get me excited, old memorabilia and costumes. Like, you cannot drag me out of this place. So on day one, when we took the tour through it, the very first thing you're greeted by are three of Mae West's furs.
Wow.
Right there. Wow. And then the whole front room is kind of film. There's Donald O'Connor, one of Donald O'Connor's costumes from Singin' in the Rain is there. Cha-Cha's dress from Grease is there. And then you go into the main section, and it's not just, like, the things are on display, but they're displayed so exquisitely that they have costumes from the original production of Man of La Mancha, and it's up on a balcony, and so there's a beautiful, you know, kind of drop behind it so that it's everything is sort of in its own world as well. And so her daughter Kim is the curator of the museum, and currently they have, they're going to rotate collections because they have, we rehearse in the storage of the rest of the costumes. I mean, you're in a room with a million, there's just racks and racks of the revival of King and I, the producers, all surrounding you in this room. So currently in the museum, they have Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, the Once Upon a Mattress starring Sarah Jessica Parker, How to Succeed, Porgy and Bess with Audra McDonald, Passion, 9 to 5, the Titanic, and I think the crown jewel is they have the Julie Andrews My Fair Lady costume on display.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's, you know, like the dress that Julie Andrews wore, you know, which we don't get to see as much as the Audrey Hepburn, obviously, but you can find photographs of the dress. I'm kind of towards the end. It's just this beautiful sort of empire waist, like spaghetti strapped, gorgeous, gorgeous dress. And it's right there in the center of all of sort of the horse race party dresses of the other women from the Rex Harrison, Julie Andrews.
Cool. And of course, they're all like really tiny, aren't they?
Oh, the actors?
I hate when I go into places like that and they're like, this is the costume that blah, blah, blah. And I look at it and I go, my God.
I know. Even Mae West Furs kind of just disappointed me a little. I was like, y'all need to eat.
Yeah, get a steak or something. Jeez.
Yeah, exactly. There's a couple pieces in Titanic. It was the Broadway production of Titanic. You know, so of course I first walked in and I was like, "Where's Kathy Bates' dress? That fit me." Passion. Oh, Passion is one of my favorite musicals of all time. And, I just look at them and I'm like, I can't touch it. I want to touch it.
Other than drooling over the costumes, what are you there to do?
I know. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. That's what's so amazing about working at this place is I had a costume fitting yesterday. My costumes are amazing. Here, I'm thinking I'm just going to be, you know, dirty in some kind of shapeless tunic that's ripped up at the bottom and no shoes. And I get this absolutely, I mean, these are period specific, like 16th century prison outfits, and then the housekeeper's outfit that goes on top of it is oh my gosh, it's just absolutely amazing. So, you know, not only are your costumes phenomenal working here, but you know, number two, when they say don't eat or drink in costumes, they mean it.
yeah.
Don't mess around. But yeah, it's the way they got things set up, because, you know, Marilyn really wanted to create a kind of cultural experience. So you're not just coming to the theater. Like, it's a whole package of things that you can do. And so we do more matinees than we do evening shows, because the matinee package is a guided tour of the costume museum, lunch in a recreation of Tavern on the Green, where you're greeted by real, you know, like suit coats from the Tavern on the Green wardrobe, and they have the real chandeliers.
Wow.
And then you see the matinee. And if you come to an evening show, they have live entertainment, cabaret-style entertainment, in the lobby before and after, and the bar is open before and after. And so the actors are invited to, you know, get out of costume and come and mingle with people afterwards, with live music happening, and it's just really fantastic. They've done this amazing job of creating this whole cultural experience out of coming to the theater.
Nice. So how's it going? How's the rehearsals? How's the show going?
Oh, my gosh. I did this show 15 years ago in a really hurried way. Like, I was kind of thrown into a production already in progress, and so I just learned it really fast and did it. So, you know, it's nice to be starting at the ground level with this show. And it's a huge cast. We're a cast of 24.
Wow.
And
But it's, I'm sorry to interrupt, it's written that big, correct?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of theaters just can't afford it, or
sure.
or they streamline it. And so we have a fully voiced, I mean, on day one when we learned the reprise of Impossible Dream that ends the show, it was just like this amazing, huge sound, and like, oh, this is good stuff. And the women in the show, unless you're Aldonza, we don't have that much heavy lifting, even compared to the male ensemble. So the male ensemble are all the muleteers, and so they have a lot of work to do. I'm getting paid to watch my favorite show. And then sometimes I get to, like, run up there and participate and then go back into the shadows and watch my favorite show. So it's not a bad way to make a living. Our Cervantes, the most exciting part of all of it is that Cervantes, you know, / Don Quixote, is being played by George Dvorsky. And he was in the original cast of Passion, Scarlet Pimpernel. Do you remember Angela Bond?
Yeah.
Down in Atlantic State? She was in Broadway cast of Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and he was in that show with her.
Oh, absolutely.
So that was a cool little connection.
Yeah.
He was in the original cast of Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. He works regionally all the time. He's a current Helen Hayes Awards nominee, and he just finished a run off Broadway doing The Fantastics with El Gallo. I truly cannot say enough good things about him personally and professionally. He's an absolute pleasure, and he's got this baritone that will melt you into a puddle, and he's a lovely, lovely person. And so even though this isn't the first time he's done La Mancha, he was in a concert in London in the year 2000, which starred Ron Raines as Quixote. This is his first time playing Quixote, and so it's kind of a privilege to just step back and watch this truly masterful actor tackle an iconic role for the first time, because this is not going to be his last time playing this role.
Right.
He's so incredible, and he's just vulnerable in his process in front of us. There is nothing about him that is not mixed in with the ensemble. He's absolutely a treasure. So it's been a really phenomenal experience.
Well, cool. So how can we go about getting tickets and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, to come for the package and do the whole shebang. The tickets are at www.thewick.org or area code 561-995-2333. There's also a link from BeccaMcCoy.com, and we do 8 shows a week from February 26th to March 28th.
All right. Well, outstanding. Of course, the ticket information that she just told us will be on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, Becca.
Thank you.
When guests can't appear in studio, they are interviewed over Skype. Skype is a great piece of software that turns your computer into a phone. Talk computer to computer or to any phone or cell phone in the world through the Skype Out program. Interested? Download Skype via inexplicabledumbshow.com. Just look for the Download Skype button. Go ahead. Join in the fun.
All right, so that's it. I'd like to thank actor Becca McCoy for stopping by today via Skype to chat about what's going on down there at Boca Raton Florida at the Wick Theater and Costume Museum. Ticket information that we discussed in the body of this podcast episode will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show via Twitter, @inexplicableds, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week, who knows what we'll be getting into, but I'm sure it'll be getting into something good. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnitude. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.